B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, live out in College Park, Maryland at the Big Ten Abbott Blood Drive. There's a blood shortage in the U.S. You might not know about it, but it's happening. And 106.7 The Fan and the Maryland Terrapins need your help solving the largest blood shortage in a generation. Join the We Give Blood Drive today, but it runs through December. Donate blood today between 10 and 4, and you get free tickets to the Maryland-Rutgers game, and you could help UMD win $1 million from Abbott. Visit BigTen.org/Abbott for more information. Since we're in College Park, we decided we'd try to track down the coach that has a championship ring. And Miss Brenda Fries joins us, head coach of the women's basketball team here in Maryland. Brenda, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. I'm great. And, you know, as a competitor, I've just got to say, who doesn't want to help their school win $1 million?
Yeah. Like,
get out, go donate blood. It's for a phenomenal cause. None of us ever know what kind of situation we'll be in or have a loved one. So go help us out. Let's do it.
Well, you see the people rolling in.
Yeah. I was completely unaware there's a blood shortage.
Same,
I don't really know how that happens. How does that happen, B?
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I think around COVID time, not a lot of people were able to give. So it probably dropped off then.
Yeah, great.
That's
point.
A good point. But if you want to give today or throughout this big blood drive, check out BigTen.org/Abbott. Coach, we were talking about it in the break there. You said you and your family got to see that Hail Mary last night. It's like the talk of the country right now.
Right.
What did you think of that play?
Oh, my gosh. I think, like everyone, you're just stunned.
Right.
No one was expecting that play to unfold. But just, you talk about they were prepared. They knew what they were doing, just the patience and the poise. When you talk about from Jaden Daniels of just, running the time to let everyone get set. And I just loved watching his composure. And then, obviously, to make that catch and to win it, unreal.
Did you happen to see, I don't know if you saw this video, but one of the Bears defensive backs that was supposed to be involved in the play.
He's supposed to shield
was
Brown.
Off to the side, engaging, fighting,
taunting
Commanders fans as the play was transpired.
No, I did not see that.
Now, obviously, it's a different sport.
As a coach.
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, man, you're going to have to live with that the rest of your life.
Like, there aren't enough laps you can run, right?
Painful. Yeah, every young athlete needs to see that.
He got there late, and his hand hit the ball that bounced right into the hands of the Commanders player.
Oh, my gosh.
It's pretty remarkable. You know what else is remarkable is the record you've put together here in College Park. And as a Terp alum, I love it. I remember watching the title game against Duke, and that was during like still the peak of the Maryland Duke stuff. I know you've got the Dukies coming to town for a regular season game here in 2 weeks or so. How excited are you for this season to get going?
Yeah, we're really excited. I mean, we were able to get a very experienced roster, 10 new players, a lot of new players out of the portal. The practices have been really, really competitive. You know, we're preseason ranked number 18 in the polls, and then Duke is coming in here, and everyone knows this old rivalry that we had in the ACC and going all the way back to that national championship game. But they're ranked number 11th in the country, and they come on a Sunday, November 10th at 1 o'clock. We hope a lot of fans will come out. It's a Red Rush game, so opportunity to wear your red, and we want to pack the place. It's the third game of the season to see where both teams are at.
That's
they
cool.
May not be in the ACC anymore, but you still don't like them. Nobody likes them.
Oh, nobody
here.
Likes Duke. Nah. Come on.
My daughter went to school here, graduated from here, and believe me, anytime Duke's on, she can't stand them.
It's that remains. That remains. It's funny, how maybe not difficult, right? Because things evolve, but how different is coaching living in the NIL transfer portal world? How much has your job changed?
I think the word we use is it's complicated.
Yeah.
And it is really different from where we started, but you have to be adaptable. I think we all understand these student athletes put a lot of time and energy into their game, and they're like full-time jobs. But compared to when I first signed up for this job, it's I don't even recognize it anymore.
That's
but,
you
know, credit. I love our administration. They've been super supportive through all of this, have allowed us to be really competitive with our rosters. And at the end of the day, I get to coach phenomenal young women who are really talented in their sport. And we're just trying to put the best product on the floor to be the most competitive team.
Is the transfer portal the thing that's a little more difficult to deal with?
Yeah, you know, a transfer portal, yeah. NIL, you know, what, you know, I think all coaches right now are here for NIL, but it's not for the pay for play. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where, like, the you see differences of, you know, at the you used to be able to recruit a player on the same level playing field, and yeah. That's not so much anymore. So until they're trying to work through that with revenue sharing, but it's definitely thrown a lot of different things. But, you know, at the end of the day, a transfer portal, we've had a lot of success out of
it.
So you lose some, but you also gain some, and we've been really fortunate to be able to get some great players out of the portal.
I'm curious too, and forgive me if I sound naive here. I feel like because of the title you won, but I feel like women's basketball has always had its own lane here in College Park. But I do feel like a lot of it is Caitlin Clark and just mm-hmm. the growth of women's sports, women's soccer, everything. It feels like it's a different time for women's basketball. Do you, as somebody that's lived your life in this sport and in this as a profession, does it feel different to you as well?
It does. The foundation has been laid. You're 100% right, and as fans have been going. But Caitlin Clark has elevated. You needed someone like a Tiger Woods with golf and a Steph Curry in the NBA and mm-hmm. those players that have come before. So Caitlin Clark was it, and a lot of great, phenomenal players that have come before her. But now all eyes are on us and are watching the game. And so now for us is let's elevate this thing. Let's continue to get these fans out and supporting our game, and let's put the best product and team out on the floor that we can.
And has that impacted you guys? Like has that impacted even just your attendance or interest levels and all those things?
It really has. Season ticket sales are up. Last year when Iowa came in the building and it was sold out, we're on national television all the time. So it's elevated in every step of the way.
Now, didn't you grow up in Iowa? Aren't you from Iowa?
I did. 30 minutes from the University of Iowa.
Is she from Iowa? I know she played there.
Yeah, she's
is that like a state
she's
pride
from Des Moines. And, we tried to recruit her, but she's stayed home and credit, you know, built that program into a national power. It's unbelievable. Des Moines, Iowa, you know, about an hour and a half from Iowa City.
What was trying to recruit her like? She just... did people project what became there?
I don't think anyone could have seen that. She was really talented.
Put some work in.
The credit, where I have a lot of respect for her is her first 2 years, she was, you know, like any freshman or sophomore. But the work that you're speaking of, she got in the weight room, really added strength. And then just became a better leader. She all of a sudden, it wasn't just about scoring, although she was a dynamic scorer. And from range, she was able to get everyone and uplift them on that roster to be really successful. And that's what the best of the best do.
So speaking of the best of the best, you know, I'm a proud Terps alum. Once upon a time, I gave like $25 a year to the college.
Need a little more than that in NIL era, brother.
Maybe we get to 35.
You got to step it up a little
bit. I got
bit.
Two kids, dude. They just take everything. But how's your squad looking? How excited are you? What's your balance of new, old, transfers, recruits, all of it?
Yeah.
It's got to be hard to cook up the recipe.
It
now.
Is. We're really have a lot of experience. Like I said, we have 10 out of 15 new players. Only three are freshmen. And then we return five returners from last season. But really, the bulk, we have six seniors. The bulk are in our upperclassmen. So that lends towards a lot of great experience. I've said this with this roster. Although we're older, experienced, and really poised, we need to stay away from the injury bug. We have players that have come in with different elements, I should say injuries that they've come in with that we have to make sure they're able to last through this long season. But I'm excited. They are really, really talented, really competitive, and it's going to be a phenomenal season.
When you have that experience on your team, how is it a little easier for you because some of the veteran players will lead the rest of them?
At times. It's also harder at times because when you have 10 new players, you're reteaching your system.
Okay.
And offensively, defensively, from a leadership end, yes, they know what that expectation is. Pretty much one-year rosters now that you're having to reteach every season.
Wow.
Well, your standard and how you run your program has been such a high level for so long that just as one Terp fan and B's daughter went here, we both root for Maryland. Just you, how much we support and appreciate everything you've built here.
Oh,
seriously.
Well, thank you. But, you know, I'm really grateful.
The Elite Eight was what, 16 months ago?
I can't believe I'm going into year 23. And I'm really grateful for just this is an unbelievable. It's still my dream job. And it's, you know, has so many things to offer both academically and athletically and why we've been able to continue to be put in position to be really successful.
You know, this is so bizarre. When I had a buddy in Minnesota who was getting chirped at because the Gophers fans at some point were confident they were going to steal you away from Maryland. He was at a bar in Minnesota, and this was like 15. This was before the title. So I don't know what year I would be talking about, but it says a lot that you stayed here through a lot of different things and a conference realignment and all of it. So thank you.
Yeah. Well, nowhere else I would rather be.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you could just keep sitting here with us. We're going to take callers and talk about football for a while.
I'm enjoying the Rays, son. I never get this in an indoor sport.
Terps women basketball coach.
Appreciate it, Brent.
Thank you very much for the time.
Thank you. Go Terps.
Go Terps.